And she was always after me to take her speech course, you know, and be in her speech club and go here and do that. But I didn't have time to fool with it, you know, so I went through the first year and didn't take a speech course. And I decided, after I had looked at schedules, that I wasn't going to be able to take it the second year, and I felt like I just had to have one, you know, because I'd never had one. They didn't have speech at Houston High School at the time. You know, they had some pretty good programs, chemistry and things like this, but they didn't have speech, and they didn't have, I mean, they even had Latin, but they didn't have speech. So I went to, my brother at the time was in like his last semester at Mississippi State, so that summer, one six-week session that summer between my freshman and sophomore year at junior college, I went down to state and had intended to take speech and my first radio course because I'd never had a course in radio. I left out something. Between my junior and senior year in high school, I went to New Orleans to the Elkins Electronics Institute down there and got my first class license in September of 69 or something like that, whenever I got it. First class engineer's license, you know, because you got to have that to be sole operator of a 50 kilowatt. So I have my first class, right? Got it back when I was, you know, like I said, punk age, you know.
Yeah.
I just turned 17 a day or two before I enrolled. But anyway, so I had that, and that was the only, quote, radio, end quote, that I had. It was just my license and, you know, a couple of 3 years' experience that I had here on air. And so I went to state with the intention of taking a radio course and a speech course, and when I got there, you know, you pay your $138, I believe it was, and get in line. And so I wound up in an old rundown building that they always use in the summer, and it had been condemned 20 years before, you know. But it was four or five, six maybe in that class. And you know how professors do, they like to feel, I hope a professor don't listen to this, but they like to feel, you know, real, you know, important. And it was always funny because I was probably making more money than him. But anyway, you know, they go around the class and they say, all right, everybody going to stand up and tell what your name is and what you're doing in my class. So we started around the room, you know, and this one guy, he was a black guy, and he said, you know, told where he was from, why he wanted to be in the class and all this. And another guy stood up and said, my name's Billy Earl Jones. I'm going to be a county agent, and I'm going to have this course to get out of here, you know. And you could almost, you know, yeah, hear the snuff coming out, you know. Got around to me, and he kept looking at me, and of course, you know, even before that time, I had, you know, spoken to banquets like in West Point. I was a state officer in this DECA thing, you know, that I was telling about we had in high school a while ago. And so I had spoken, you know, to clubs everywhere and all of this, you know, and all. And I was always afraid that, at least at that moment, I was afraid that this guy, I've seen him somewhere, he knows me, and he's not going to like me being in his class. So when he got around to me, you know, I just kind of put my head down and I said, my name's Huffman. I just want to take this course so it enhances my career, you know. And so he went around the room. A few minutes, he came back, and he kept eyeballing me, and he looked over there, and he said, Mr. Huffman. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, stand up. You know, and I thought, God, it's like the Army, huh? And so I stood up, and I said, yes, sir. And he said, how long you been working over there at Houston? You do work at that station in Houston, don't you? Of course, you know, this, we cover Starkville, which is 45, 50 miles away, like a local station, you know, 50,000 watts. Mm-hmm. On a clear channel, we get in there like a ton of bricks. So I said, yes, sir, I work there. And he said, how long you been there? I said, I figured it up right fast, man. I said, roughly 3 years, sir. He looked at me and he said, well, what do you do? Well, around here, you know, it's not so much you do this and get out of my way and I'll do this and get out of your way. I mean, we do a little bit of everything, just like you saw out there a minute ago, you know. And I don't know what I said. I don't remember, but something that amounted to more or less from cleaning out the john to greeting the governor, you know, which is really about what it amounts to. We do it all. You have to around here because you may find yourself here by yourself someday, you know, and if you're not prepared, well, you know, you blew it. So I didn't really mean for it to sound cocky or smart. It's just a fact, you know. He said, well, I guess you got some kind of license, don't you? And I thought, you know, this guy is a radio professor. But that holds true a lot of times. They couldn't make it out in real radio, so they go back and teach, you know, for $12,000 a year. But